Hello, everyone. This is Lady E with Inside Lady E's Mind. I'm probably going to be updating a little less frequently. Things have gotten very hectic at work. I know you've heard me mention before. I can't really go into it. But just understand that they're very hectic. And I'm also working on school and some other things. Anyway, just as a quick skincare update, I learned something this week. Apparently, you're supposed to apply an oil, I guess any type of facial oil, after you do your moisturizer, which I didn't know, and it wasn't until like I watched a short video on it that I understood why. It's to seal in the moisture, which makes more sense. It would have been nice had I known it before, since I've been using and trying different facial oils. That could be why maybe they didn't work as well, but you know, it is what it is. Anyway, earlier this week, unfortunately, it was the season finale of Grandchester, which I feel like the season only maybe had like 5 or 6 episodes, which I know this every season I've watched Grandchester. This is like the 5th season. I know this every season I watch Grandchester, and I always end up as equally devastated whenever we get to the season finale, because it just feels like you're just getting into the show. Like, things are moving forward on, like, some plot lines. You're seeing character growth. And then it's like, yes, and now there is a season finale of Grandchester on tonight. And it's like, what? Is the season finale already? We're only episode 6. Because I'm used to at least watching shows that got, like, 10 episodes. Or, lo and behold, it's like a network TV show. It has, like, 20, 22 in a season. So I'm like, man. But then you have to remember, Epiphany, it is a period piece. So those like set items and stuff you gotta set up. And I believe they do actually shoot it in an actual town. So you actually have to work with the people of the town to like shoot on their schedule. You gotta work with the actor's schedule. You're relying on the costume and props department heavily for making it look like the time period you're talking about, which is the 1950s. And I think maybe within the next couple seasons, they might actually be going into the 1960s. Ooh. But, you know, and you gotta rely on that. And it's like every time, man. But I do love a good British drama and a good British mystery murder drama, which it is. And oddly enough, you think like basically like a vicar and a policeman would be like a completely opposite thing, but it works. It worked when the first vicar, Sidney Chambers, did it, played by the excellent James Norton, which it's like in the books, in the Grandchester books, he's... Sydney, the vicar, is more described as the second Victor, the second vicar played by, Tom Brittany, who's Will Davenport. He looks more like that, where it's like tall, dark, classically handsome with like the dark hair. But Sydney was able to do it. He had like his red hair and his square jaw, and he played like a World War II vet. Who was like very angsty and had like a lot of guilt. And then when it finally goes into the backstory, you understand where the guilt comes from, because anyone who is served, let alone went through to that type of situation or anything similar, you're like, whoa, bro, I don't exactly get it, but I get it enough to say, I get why you drink. Maybe you do drink like way too much. You do, but I get why you drink and you smoke. And for some reason, maybe it's just like the vicar outfit, or maybe it's a combination of the vicar outfit and the men in the vicar outfit. But Sydney be pulling, like, Sydney wouldn't have to look hard. I know that. This lady be like, hi. Yes, vicar. Hi, Mr. Chambers. He was like, hello. And I guess the hottest thing you could do for those ladies is just listen. Like, dude, he listened and he actually gave me advice based on what I said. Oh my God. gosh. And then Cindy's like, yeah, I did. Like, the people in your life should be listening to you. Yeah. It's not really. And then, you know, Sydney ends up in bed again. Though I will give Will. Will was introduced in the beginning of season 4, and he's the new vicar. He has different convictions than Sydney, where he chose to be like celibate, where Sydney's like, you know what, if it comes my way or if I'm gonna try and go after it, there we go. And Sydney drank heavily, and he smoked a lot, and he was into bachet and basically jazz. He was into a lot of jazz, where people were still, I guess, listening to the waltz or classical music or whatever, and they're like, what is this bollocks? What is this mess? Oh. And he's like, no, this is real music, which both are real music. It just depends on what you're into. But, personally, I like the jazz, but it is what it is. But when Sydney leaves in season 4, you're introduced to Will, who's a younger vicar. He's never served in the army, so him and Jordy kind of have like a difference of that. But as shown in season 1, Will's got some range to him, because he's shown as like this very mild-mannered, quiet, you know, gentle. But then when you get his family involved, and especially between him and his father, bro, that's when you learn Will boxes for fun to work out like stress and like repress like aggression. And he punches the crap out of Leonard, which, to be fair, Leonard was going through a lot of stuff, unfortunately, because Miss C had just found out about, you know, Leonard's sexuality, and Missy being the devout, you know, Christian woman, she's like, no, how could you? And Leonard's like, but I'm still the same Leonard. And she's like, no, Leonard, no. And he's like, but Mrs. C. But I do love that through, you know, the 4th and the 5th season, Leonard and Mrs. C do work it out. She comes to learn that, like, yes, he loves men, but you know what? He's still the same goofy, nerdy Leonard who always uses these big words, but always shines his shoes and cleans up his stuff and, you know, shares gossip with me. He's the same Leonard. I just happened to find out he dates men, but he's the same Leonard. And given that it's the 1950s and they still charge people for sodomy, you know, like her, you get why she feels the way she does. And they're like breaking up clubs of like men and stuff who are just in their dance. They're like, sodomite. And like, and it's like, whoa. You know, but that's part of history as well, you know. And I'm sure if there were like a club of ladies in their dances, so they, I don't know what they call them. They wouldn't call them sodomite. I guess they just call them, I don't even know. I don't even know if there's like a equivalent word for it, but they just probably lock them up too. Or send them to a nunnery or something. It's like, they need Jesus. Send them to them. But, and it's like, yeah, alright. But I really do enjoy the show because it goes through like so many different issues. It touched on racism. It's touched on homosexuality. I know a lot because of Leonard's storyline and different other storylines of the characters. And then it also touched on molestation with freaking Will's mentor. He thought that like he was a good guy. He was like showing the boys and stuff how to box. Lo and behold, that, you know, he was molesting these boys. And then Will felt horrible because he's like, I'm the one who like brought some of these boys in, especially one who I thought, you know, was doing better, and then you find out why he's still committing crimes and stuff, you know, because he's trying to get some money to get the heck out of that place. And Will did punk out in the last episode. He did. He should have visited him more, and I get that he was guilty and felt bad about what he did, but, and really, he shouldn't have felt bad, because at the time, he didn't know that dude was, like, he legit, like, everyone thought he was a good dude, but then that's how people like that operate, people who take advantage of children, especially, they operate like they're good people, and it's like, no, they're actually horrible people, but it's like that wolfman sheep's clothing, you know, they act like they're good people, but they're horrible people. But I would check out Grantchester, because it's an excellent show. I love it. I'm looking forward to season 6. Because at the end of this season, I didn't expect that, you know, they would have, like, Daniel, who was Leonard's boyfriend, basically, over as part of Will's party. Or birthday party. And it's one of those secrets that everybody knows, but nobody mentions it. Where it's like, yeah, this dude's, like, over all the time. You and him hang out. You and him literally, like, went on vacation at the beginning of the season to Morocco. Like, clearly there's something going on, but nobody said anything. Because if you say something, they could be accused of being sodomites and then put in jail. So it's like, you know, nah, we'll just keep it secret, you know. And then also, Leonard dealt with his father. He stood up to his father. And then I know Will was still working with his father issues with his mom and their issues, because I know he was worried about his mom. But then it's like, you know what? Your mom's a grown woman. She can make her own choices. If she chooses to be with a dude who's kind of like your dad, you know, that's probably why she chose your dad in the first place. He was trying to, I know, steer his mom away from that. But again, she's a grown woman and she could pick who she loves, you know? And Will had to come grips with that, too, as well as he's into this reporter named Ellie, which they have some really good chemistry. But when push came to shove, which I will say on both of their parts, in an alleyway is not a great idea. I think you all should have taken it to, like, a room, like, boarding house, motel, hotel, something, instead of just an alley. But, you know, they did, and Will backed out at the last minute because of his convictions, and then later he goes to, like, propose to her, and she's like, I don't even know you, no. Because I think at that point they had been, like, working professionally, because she was a reporter who would show up to report on, like, Jordy's cases. They met that way and would have some drinks, and then they went on, like, one official date. And then you're already proposing after you left me in, like, a dark alley, which also was not one of Will's shining moments, definitely. Left a woman alone in a dark alley. But, you know. But then I think they're going to maybe start over in season 6. Or maybe they'll start over and realize maybe they're not good for each other. Maybe they are. Who knows? But, you know, Will finally works through some things he needed to work on for that. It's like, no, dude, you can't just be asking women to marry you and be like, well, we'll get to know each other over the lifetime, which, yeah, people change, you'll get to know each other, but also we've only been on, like, one date and she wasn't okay with that, which I totally get. But I would check out Grantchester, you know, it's an excellent show. Next I'll be talking about some anime I'm looking to get back into, because I'm looking to get back into some anime. I'm finally in the mood for it. So I believe I made a list. Alright, so I did make a list of some anime I've been planning to check out. It seems like forever. But I'm actually going to try and make a serious effort to finally watched these. Some of them are rewatches for me. I've watched them previously, but I've enjoyed them. So when I enjoyed them so much the first time, I wanted to go back and watch them. And some of them are new ones that I really enjoy, like the trailers I saw and the animation style. So I really wanted to watch them. And some of them actually have like black people, or at least they look like people of color. It could be black, they could be Hispanic, but they're darker skin as opposed to the usually the fair skin that you see. And given, you know, it's Japanese, typically it is fair skin. I do believe there are like some tan and other, like, it's a Japanese people, but typically what you see like on the media and like in anime are just like they're all like the same skin tone. I'm like, huh. But I know Japan for the longest has had like kind of an isolation policy, and then I think after World War II and sometime after World War II they kind of opened things up, kind of sorta, but it's like, yeah, you come visit, but maybe don't stay. Maybe go home, wherever you came from, go home. And then eventually it's like, eh, all right, stay. We got to check you out like thoroughly first, but fine, you can stay. but anyway, my list goes as follows. The first one is a Netflix original, Seven Deadly Sins. I watched the first season and I believe like this little 4-episode interim thing they have. I haven't watched the second season, and I think the third season is due in August. I really love the first season. Yes, it is. It can be a bit fan servicey and ichi, meaning kind of just, especially with like one of the main characters, Elizabeth. Well, two of them actually. No, three. Especially the third one, but that's just how she dresses. Like with Meliodas, the captain of the Seven Deadly Sins, and Elizabeth, he's forever either leering at her, peeping at her, or feeling her up, and she's just like, oh. And it's like most people in a situation would be like, either get off me or stop that. And she's just like, oh, and like just like calls him Meliodas-sama. It's just like, what? But it turns out there, you learn further, there's a reason for that. And unfortunately, he remembers, but she doesn't. It's like a whole thing. It deals with like curses and stuff, and that's part of the plot. So I'll just leave it there. And then of course there's King and Diane, and that's how Diane normally dresses, and she's like a giant. So there's not really much she could do about that. Like, I guess those are the giant clothes she chose, and I don't think really there's a store for that or nothing. So, or like there's like some people who make like giant clothes, so that's what she's got. And then there's, I believe, Merlin, who she just wants to wear like, and basically looks like a butler's coat that she attaches buttons to, and it buttons in the middle, and then she's got like on booty shorts, and she's in like high heel boots, and she's fine with thigh high boots, and she's fine with do her magic and stuff and fighting people in that, and it's like, fine, okay. But that's like kind of the ichi fan service thing. And then also on the flip side, whenever Bond, he's walking around in like red leather pants and like a vest and no shirt ever. And then sometimes Meliodas will go shirt. It's like a ichi thing on both sides, though more on the female side, which is usual. But the action sequences are great. It actually has a well thought out story. Now, I'm told in the second season the animation quality dropped. I haven't seen it, so I'm looking forward to either seeing it for myself and seeing where the story goes. I'm told the quality things have dropped, so hopefully for the third season they'll just go with whatever they did for the first season as far as animation and just get it back there. My second one is One Punch Man, which is a parody of like pretty much every superhero anime ever. and it's hilarious. It has some excellent fight sequences, especially with like some of the other characters. Unfortunately, the main character, he can't really have like a great fight sequence because he defeats his enemies in one punch. That's like not really a fight. That's just him destroying someone. And it's much to his like charm because he trained so hard he went bald, which is another like running gag in the show. And like periodically I guess you'll see him wearing a wig and it's just, it'll fall off. It's just so mean, but it's so funny. but it shows like the superheroes and how corrupt they can be, and kind of it's not, and I know some people from the description might think it's similar to Hero Academia, but it's not at all. They're like professional heroes, but clearly they're like very corrupt, and it's like a guy who is basically being a hero for fun, finally coming to terms with, oh, like you get paid for that. Like, I didn't realize there was like a whole hero association thing for this. Oh, I'm supposed to be getting paid for this. Oh, okay. And he goes through that, and just him going through all that. It's not like a high school sort of thing and like friendship and da 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 da, which I do enjoy. Which is why at some point I'll go back and watch My Hero Academia from the beginning. But it's just, it's very funny and it's for adults. I love it. And then one of my all-time favorites, I watched like, I'm pretty sure over 200 episodes of this, because there's like so many episodes. It's such a long-running series, Gintama, which it basically follows Gintoki Sakata, this war veteran who, you know, he loves strawberry milk, he loves gambling, he loves manga, fairly lazy. He's got silver hair. He's got wavy hair, which is like apparently a huge thing where I guess everyone's hair is straight. His is wavy. It just is a puffball. And I'm like, all right, so that basically means you have wavy, kinky hair, bro. Apparently it bothers him a great deal, and he wears strawberry boxers. The only reason I know that is because there are several instances where Gintoki's like in his boxers just for no other reason than to just be in his boxers. And then there's also like the Shinsengumiin in there, and there's aliens, and there's the shogunate. There's like so many things. It makes fun of like Japanese culture and like different things, and then also has like tear jerking moments where you want to cry, and then excellent fights, and then there'll be like some S&M in there for some reason, like a doghouse, and I think there was like a guy in like some, it's an insane anime. I can't recommend it for kids, but it is hilarious. There will be emotional things that'll make you cry, and then excellent fights, you'll be like, yeah, and then just weird things, because I think there was literally like either half an episode or a whole episode on like what happens, because I want to say they were chasing someone, and they, for some reason, like these side characters got stuck like in a bathroom, in the bathroom stalls where there's no toilet paper, and it was like a whole decision tree on what you do. And apparently someone, just to add insult to injury, just left some sandpaper in there for them to use. And it's like, who's the most loyal to their lord that'll use sandpaper to go ahead and get back out to the fight? And it's like, what kind of madness is this? And then of course we've got on the cute side, School Babysitters, which is just this adorable story of these two, basically orphans, they're brothers, and they get taken in by like this filthy rich old schoolmaster, and she says that, you know, you go to school, I have you go to my school, but you have to be part of like the school babysitting program, because we're gonna have some of the students be like babysitters who are watching like some of the kids of the teachers and their younger like brothers and sisters, so that your moms and dads can go to school and work and stuff. And it's just adorable. And it'll make you go, oh, the entire, like, 12 or 13 episodes. It's so cute. I wish I had another season. And those little kids' heads are so big. Their bodies are like as big as their heads. It's so weird. And then there's a new one I want to check out, The God of High School. It looks like there are some excellent fights in there. And then I just have two more. There's Violet Evergarden, which I see there's like several. I want to say there's two seasons, and then there's one or two movies. And the animation, I believe it's from Kyoto Animation. So it's beautiful. And it's visual, and it looks like it has like a wonderfully tear-jerking story about this woman who used to be like a child soldier, and now she's trying to explore who and what she is after the war, and kind of dealing with like serving in the war. So it's a wonderful, it looks like it's a wonderful story, and I understand it's won like several awards, so I want to check it out. And then I also want to revisit Natsume's Book of Friends. I recently wrote a blog post about that. It's just such a wonderfully done anime. I need to go back and finish it. And it's about this guy in high school, Natsume. He can see like spirits and demons. He's been able to do so from a young age, but of course when you're talking about that sort of stuff, other people either think you're possessed or crazy. And I think at one point like his parents died, so he was passed around between like different family members, and it's like, no, you can't, you take the crazy one for a while. I already dealt with him. He was talking about he was seeing like stuff in the attic and stuff, like I don't know. But then finally he gets they're a little older, but they're so kind to him and sweet to him, and he doesn't want to really burden him, but they accept him, you know, as who he is. And he also starts to make friends and actually get to know like the different spirits and things he's seeing and try to help them. And it's just such a wonderfully done supernatural anime that I love it. So I'm gonna go back and watch it. And then I think there was one that I saw on Netflix. It's called Cannon Busters, where it has like this, I guess she's an android princess, I don't know, and she's looking for one of her friends. There's somehow like it looks like a pink Cadillac. I don't know. I have to go back and rewatch the trailer. It's been a little while, but it definitely looked very funny and interesting, and I definitely want to check it out as well. So that's what I have for the anime I want to watch. And then, because there's always a skincare thing or another skincare thing, so I was looking for, because I noticed sometimes I have just pimples every so often out of the blue. And there's like these little cute stars that you stick on your face that'll draw, I guess, whatever's in the pimple, be it pus or liquid or whatever, out of it. It's called like Star Face. It looks adorable. So I was thinking of trying that just as an intermittent thing. And then they also have a cleanser, because apparently even the acne cleanser that I use when I do notice a breakout doesn't seem to be taking care of, does it seem to be lessening the pimples after I have a breakout. So I'm like, well, that needs to change. Maybe my face grew immune, or the pimples grew immune. I don't know. But I also really like the color yellow, and it's a really pretty color. So that's this week. And then I'll have to find another British show to watch after Grandchester. It's so sad. But I may start watching Defending Jacob finally on my iPad, or one of the other, I'm sure, hundreds of shows I have marked in my Netflix queue and my Prime Video queue and my Hulu queue. They all have stuff bookmarked, so we'll see what other show I can come out with. But that's what's going on inside of Lady E's mind this time around. So I'll see you next time. Bye bye.